Let's hear now from one of those Australians who were sexually abused by a Catholic priest. Peter Gogarty was one of the 8,000 survivors who gave testimony in private sessions before the Royal Commission. I spoke to him a short time ago. Peter Gogarty, the Church has come out today and said that it will accept all but one of the recommendations. Do you believe it's striking the right tone for healing?
Well, I think there's the prospect of that. But I also think that there's a little bit of clever play on words when the Church says that it's accepted 98% of the Royal Commission recommendations, because a great many of those recommendations it has said that it accepts in principle, but subject to it doing more work or more research. And a lot of them are accepted subject to the Church in Australia consulting with the Holy See, effectively the Vatican and the Pope. So it's not as rosy as the Church has tried to paint it. But as I said, I remain cautiously optimistic that we are certainly in a more child-safe environment, even within the Catholic Church, than we were prior to the Royal Commission.
The Church hasn't accepted the Royal Commission's recommendation to break the seal of the confessional regarding child sex abuse, arguing that it impinges on religious liberties. We always knew that that would be the case, but what's your response today?
Yeah, look, I think that's a bit of a nonsensical statement, that it's a breach of religious liberty. I think there could be all sorts of arguments about things that people may have as part of their religious faith, which we as a secular society would not agree with. And I think they've also said in their statement that they don't see the seal of the confessional and the protection of children as mutually exclusive. But I'm afraid I very much have to differ with them on that.
Peter Gogarty, thanks for joining the world today.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Peter Gogarty, a survivor of abuse by a Catholic priest.